This is the City Council meeting for Monday, November 20th, 2006. We will begin with an invocation led by Pastor Rick Fowler from the Light in the Desert Baptist Church. This will be followed by a Pledge of Allegiance led by Mary Vance, Mountain View High School, from the Mayor's Youth Committee. We also have quite a few Mayor's Youth Committee students in the audience here this evening. So would you please rise for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge. Is Pastor Fowler present? Councilmember Jones, would you do the invocation for us, please?
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful to meet this evening in our council chambers, and as we proceed with this meeting, we pray for thy guidance and direction. Heavenly Father, we do thank thee for this free land in which we live and for those who have given so much to give us this freedom and make it possible. As we proceed through this meeting, we pray for thy guidance as we discuss and make decisions regarding the future of our community. And we are grateful for those who have come to participate and learn. May we all work together in making our community better, and we thank thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Mary, you want to come forward and lead us the pledge?
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please join with me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. See, Mary, that was relatively painless. I am not going to ask you three questions on the Constitution like I told you earlier. So, thank you very much. And we do have several Mayor's Youth Committee members. Why don't you raise your hands and we'll see if we can pick you up on the TV so that everyone can see that you're in attendance. This is an opportunity for some of the senior high school students to learn more about government, the whole kind of quite a not only city but state and federal. I know they've been had some tours in some of the past ones to some of the correctional institutions, which are kind of different. One group even wanted to check out a water treatment plant or see what we do with some of our wastewater in the city of Mesa. So it's an opportunity. If there's anybody watching that's in the high school curriculum that would be interested, there is an application process. Some of the students have some really interesting backgrounds. I think there's six from each of the high schools, and so it's also a good way to interact amongst your peers. And I thoroughly enjoy my role in that, and I want to thank Heidi for kind of being the chief of staff and that aspect of it also. And these are the only thing I could say is if you go to one of these classes and you ask questions or they ask questions of you and have the discussion, you're proud of some of the future leaders that are in our schools today, and hopefully they'll take a look someday in their future when the timing's right for government service. So thank you very much for being here this evening. The next item on the agenda is the mayor's welcome. We have this on a video, and it will explain how we conduct our meetings.
Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting. Thank you for your interest and participation in the City of Mesa. At this time, please turn off or select the vibrate option on all cell phones or pagers while the meeting is in progress. If you would like to speak on any items, please fill out one of the blue cards located in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. You also may ask for an item to be removed from the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are read into the record and voted on in one motion. On zoning cases, comments from citizens are made after the applicant presents their case, and we ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. At the end of tonight's meeting, under items from citizens present, there is an opportunity for 3 citizens to speak on any issue with a maximum of 3 minutes each. When the mayor calls your name, please step up to the podium, state your name, and address and make your comments. The timer on the wall to the right of the city council will keep track of your time. The city of Mesa operates under a council district system with the mayor elected at large. The mayor of Mesa is Keno Hawker, serving his second term. There are six districts in Mesa, and here are your elected council members. In District 1, Vice Mayor Claudia Walters represents Northwest Mesa. In District 2, Mike Whalen represents Central and South Central Mesa. In District 3, Tom Rawls represents Southwest Mesa. In District 4, Kyle Jones represents Downtown Mesa and the area south of downtown. In District 5, Rex Griswold represents Northeast Mesa. And in District 6, Scott Summers represents Southeast Mesa. Information about your council members in the City of Mesa is available online at www.cityofmesa.org. All City Council meetings are broadcast live and then rebroadcast on Mesa Channel 11. To view the programming schedule, log on to mesachannel11.com.
Okay. If the most important part of that is if you've come this evening to address the City Council, there are blue slips there in the back of the room, and you need to fill one out and bring it up to the city clerk in order to be recognized as a speaker. The next item is a presentation of a grant from the Fort McDowell Yavahai Nation to the Mesa Public Schools. And I know we have Raphael Baer here, and we also have Deb Duvall. So, Raphael, do you want to take this portion of the presentation?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, members of the Mayor of the Mesa City Council. And that's the Yavapai Nation, Mayor Hawker.
What do they say?
Yava something.
Something. Oh, I apologize.
But
I'm in trouble now.
But we bring bearing gifts this evening. And but before I do that, I'd just like to say a few words about the Yavapai Nation and the enterprises we have. We just finished our celebration of the Orem Dam victory dates this past weekend. And that was a proposal to inundate Fort McDowell. We just celebrated that. And we have a hotel out there. We have a convention center. So come on out and use some of our enterprises that we have out there. And I do invite each and every one of you out there. But this evening, we come bearing gifts in the amount of $80,000 to the City of Mesa. And we'll make that check presentation here to Deborah Duvall. And we have a large check here, and I don't know what kind of ATM takes these kind of machine checks, but we are going to make this check presentation. So from behalf of the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation Tribal Council, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity in doing this and addressing the city council as well. Thank you very much.
Deb, you want to come forward?
I'm Tribal Council Treasurer Pam Mott, and I just want to, it's a great opportunity to be able to give back what the tribe has been blessed with. I am, too, a Mesa Public School product. I always let everybody know, and I did graduate from Mountain View. I know the young girl was from Mountain View, so it's good to be able to give back, because with Mesa Public Schools, it's always been good to the Yavapai people, and I'm, like I said, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Mayor and President Baer, on behalf of Mesa Public Schools, we appreciate the support that we've received from our city and the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation. The direct beneficiaries of this check will be the students at Salk Elementary School, Fremont Junior High School, and Red Mountain High School. But in the long run, it is the citizens of this city and the residents of the Yavapai McDowell Nation that will be the beneficiaries. So we will use these funds to ensure that our youngsters have additional tutoring and homeschool connections between our city and the residents of the community. So thank you very much. The money will be put to good use, and since this is a time of Thanksgiving, thanks.
That's it. Yeah. especially thank the people that work your billboards out there on the highways, because I drove by coming back one weekend and it said, welcome, and it said Keno underneath. All right. Thank you. Okay, we will next read the consent agenda items into the record.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 7B has been deleted. Item 8B has been deleted. Item 9A, take action on person-to-person and location transfer bar license for RTO Sullivan's to 1010 West Southern. Item 9B, take action on person-to-person and location transfer liquor store license for Circle K number 6357, 1850 South Stapley. Item 9C, take action on new beer and wine store license for M&R Market, 1231 South Mesa Drive. Item 10A, take action on contract dollar limit increase for ultra-thin bonded wearing course, $813,732.50 annually. Item 10B, take action on two-year renewal of supply contract for insulated electrical connectors, $66,341.62 annually. Item 10C, take action on contract for closed-circuit television equipment, $89,002.85. Item 10F.1 has been added to the consent agenda. Reconsider a decision to purchase the second layer of excess liability insurance of $5 million provided by Claritin American Insurance and the third layer of excess liability insurance of $10 million provided by Westchester Surplus Lines. Item 10F2 has been added to the consent agenda. Recommend purchase of second layer of excess liability insurance of $15 million from Lexington Insurance Company for $295,537. Item 11A, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Administrative Code. Item 11B, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Building Code. Item 11C, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Residential Code. Item 11D, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Electrical Code. Item 11E, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Plumbing Code. Item 11F, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Mechanical Code. Item 11G, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Fuel Gas Code. Item 11H, introduce ordinance for December 4th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to the Mesa Existing Building Code. Item 11I, introduce ordinance for December 4th, annexation case A06-01, annexing land on Sossaman Road north of McKellops. Item 11J, introduce ordinance for December 4th, annexation case A06-17, annexing land on east side of Lehigh Road south of Thomas. Item 11K, introduce ordinance for December 4th, zoning case Z06-72, 2700 East Lehigh Road for a rezone. Item 11L, introduce ordinance for December 4th, zoning case Z06-87, 3010 East Main Street for continued operation of auto dealership. Item 11M, introduce ordinance for December 4th, zoning case Z06-88, Power and Elliott Roads for an office warehouse development. Item 12A, take action on resolution to extinguish a public utilities easement at 2212 West Monterey Avenue. Item 12B, take action on resolution to extinguish a 20-foot right-of-way in Pinal County. Item 12C, take action on resolution to extinguish a public utility and facilities easement at 7024 East Brown Road. Item 12D, take action on resolution to extinguish a public utility and storm drainage easement, Signal Butte and Baseline. Item 12E, take action on resolution to extinguish a public utilities and facilities easement on South 75th and East Harmony. Item 12F, take action on resolution to extinguish drainage and public utility easement at 1630 North Higley Road. Item 12G, take action on resolution vacating right-of-way at Pecos Road, south of Sossaman to Ellsworth. Item 12H, take action on resolution vacating right-of-way in the 100 block of North Pomeroy Street. Item 12I, take action on resolution conveying city-owned property in the 100 block of North Pomeroy Street. Item 12J, take action on resolution to extinguish portions of easement at southeast corner of Vineyard and Baseline. Item 12K, take action on resolution to extinguish portion of drainage easement at 2864 North Power Road. Item 12L, take action on resolution for roadway signs and striping at Santan Freeway and Haas Traffic Interchange. Item 12M, take action on resolution for landscape maintenance along Santan Freeway from Elliott to Power. Item 12O, take action on resolution for the update of the Falcon Field Master Plan Phase 1 not to exceed $4,474. Item 12P, take action on resolution for the update of the Falcon Field Master Plan Phase 2 not to exceed $6,464. Item 12R, take action on resolution for the acceptance of a technology grant in the amount of $39,489. Item 12S, take action on resolution for the acceptance of a technology grant in the amount of $148,084. Item 12T has been deleted. Item 13A, take action on ordinance to amend the Mesa Tax Code. Item 13B, take action on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code pertaining to traffic modifications. Item 13C, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-14, annexing land on Main Street east of Ellsworth. Item 13D, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-16, annexing land on southwest corner of Thomas and Val Vista. Item 13E, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-20, annexing land on southeast corner of Brown and Ricker. Item 13F, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to the court capital construction fee. Item 13G, take action on ordinance amending terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. Item 13I, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-59, 5000 South Ellsworth Road for a rezone. Item 13J, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-68, 6400 South Mountain Road for a light industrial facility. Item 13K, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-73, 3400 North Val Vista Drive for a rezone. Item 13M, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-77, 2550 South Ellsworth Road for manufactured home community. Item 13N, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-80, 7400 East Southern Avenue for industrial condominiums. Item 13O, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-81, 240 North Power Road for a new retail store building. Item 13P, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-82, 824 West Broadway Road for industrial buildings. Item 13R, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-85, 525 South Gilbert Road to allow the Papillons 2 bar in C2 zoning. Item 13S has been added to the consent agenda and continued to the December 18th City Council meeting. Item 14, approve write-off of utility and miscellaneous accounts for four-month period ending June 30th, 2006 for $567,632. Item 15A, take action on subdivision plat Mountain View Condominiums, 425 East Brown Road. Item 15B, take action on subdivision plat Sienna Springs, 7200 East Baseline Road. Item 15C, take action on subdivision plat RWI Office Warehouse, 3041 North Norfolk. Item 15D, take action on subdivision plat Southern Ridge Condominiums, 214 North Gilbert Road. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you very much. Does the city clerk have any others that need to be added?
Yes, Mayor. I have an individual who'd like to talk to agenda item 13S. I know that's been continued, but he'd like to speak to that issue.
Okay. How does, if we've continued one of the study session to another date and it's been read in, do we, what's...
Mayor, it's up to you. We can pull it off the consent agenda so the individual can speak, or you can ask the citizen to come back on the 18th to address the council.
All right. I believe 13S, the public hearing on that is 7A. Is that correct?
That is on the general plan amendment. You can, that's correct. You can ask the...
Could they speak under 7A?
Yes.
All right. Why don't we...
Do that.
Let's call them
okay.
up under 7A
we'll
then to allow them the opportunity.
And, Mayor, I believe Kim read into the consent agenda item 12O and 12P on page 13, and my understanding is Rex has a conflict on that case.
Yeah, that was my fault, so we'll pull it off when we read it in.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else then? All right. Vice Mayor, you want to do the motion then with the corrections?
I'll make a motion for approval as read, except that items 12O and 12P will be removed from the consent agenda.
Okay. Have a motion by Councilmember Walters, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any other discussion? Okay, would you please vote on the consent? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The first item to be discussed this evening, then, that was not on consent would be item 3A. And this is to conduct a public hearing prior to release of petitions for signatures for the following proposed annexations. And 3A is annexation A06-25. This is annexing land located on McKellips Road west of Chrisman Road. It's 1.06 plus or minus acres and initiated by the property owner. Are there any requests to speak on item 3A?
I have none, Mayor.
Okay. Any council discussion on 3A? Then I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing on 3A. Next one is 3B. This is annexing land located on the northeast corner of Haas Road and McDowell Road. It's 151.41 acres and initiated by one of the property owners. Were there any requests to speak on 3B?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Any council members wish to talk on this item? And I'll go ahead and close that public hearing. Next public hearing is actually under item number 4. That is 4A. And this is a public hearing on a general plan amendment. This is general plan amendment number 06-04, and it is a general plan minor amendment. I might want to point out we have different standards for minor amendments versus major amendments. And this is the 4,400 to 4,500 blocks of South Mountain Road East Side, located south of Warner Road and east of Mountain Road, and it's approximately 6.73 acres. Are there any requests to speak under 4A?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Any council members have any comments on that one? All right, I'll go ahead and declare that public hearing closed. And we would now take action on a resolution on that same area, that is the 4,400 to 4,500 blocks of South Mountain Road East Side. Again, that's located south of Warner Road and east of Mountain Road. I have a motion by Councilmember Rowell, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval of the resolution. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, would you please vote? Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. If you're following along, we're now on page 3 at the top on item number 5. This is to conduct a public hearing and take action on an amendment to the land use map for the following, again, minor general plan amendment. This is the public hearing component of that general plan amendment. It's number 06-06, which is also ironically in District 6, and that's the 7,500 to 7,600 blocks of East Elliott Road, north side, and the 3,400 to 3,500 blocks of South Sossaman Road, west side, located north of Elliott Road and west of Sossaman Road, 10 plus or minus acres. Are there any requests to speak on this public hearing?
None, Mayor.
Any council discussion on this one? All right, I'll declare the public hearing closed then. Next is to take action on a resolution for the same area that was just read. That's, for the area described in General Plan Minor Amendment 06-06. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Walters to approve the resolution. Is there any discussion by council members? No comments? No request to speak? Then would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next is item number 6. The conduct a public hearing for a minor plan general amendment. This one's the 7550 East Main Street, located on the north side of Main Street between Higley and Wrecker Roads, approximately 13.6 acres. Are there any requests to speak on this at the public hearing?
None, Mayor.
All right. Any council discussion? Okay, I'll declare the public hearing closed. Yes.
I believe that was 5750. I believe you said 7550.
I may have transposed that. That's quite likely. The address is 5750 East Main Street. So is that the understanding of the – well, it's a public hearing. So we'll now get to the resolution, which makes it real critical that I read it right here. So, again, District 5, it's a minor plan amendment 06-07. It's 5750 East Main Street, located on the north side of Main Street between Higley and Wrecker Roads. Again, 13.6 acres. And this is the resolution accepting this. I have a motion by Councilmember Jones and a second by Councilmember Walters for approval. Any council discussion? Councilmember Griswold.
This is building casitas and then eventually a new Holiday Inn on Main Street near Wrecker and an older area. And new investment in that area is always welcome, so I'll be in favor.
Okay. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. We're now on item number 7. This is to conduct a public hearing and take action on an amendment to the land use map for the following, again, minor general plan amendment. This is a public hearing for general plan amendment number 06-08. This is a request amendment to the of the general plan land use map for low density residential, that's 0 to 1 dwelling units per acre, to high density residential, which is 10 to 15 units per acre, for 9.3 acres plus or minus land identified as parcel 10 in the proposed Stone Ridge Mountain Development Master Plan. So this is the time for the public hearing. I do have one request to speak. It's Brian, is it Tetroff? Brian, did you wish to address the council in this one? Please. This is, you have an opportunity for up to 3 minutes.
Appreciate the opportunity, Your Honor. I live right on the corner of 86th Street at 8564 East Gary Street, 86th Street and Gary. And we already have a really busy street. I understand they're proposing an access onto 86th Street from the new community, which will end up on Brown and 86th, just less than a couple hundred feet from the new roundabout that's going in for the 202 interstate. And I anticipate there will be a huge traffic issues for getting on the interstate at that intersection. So mainly I just want to say I would like to see no exit off the new subdivision onto 86th Street.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other requests to speak on this one?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Any council discussion? Vice Mayor.
I just want to get some clarification from John Wesley. This one is being worked on, and one of the issues, one of the major issues, is the one that was just raised.
Mr. Gilbert, do you want to avail yourself of the opportunity under the public comment?
Good. Hi, Kino. for your record, my name is Paul Gilbert, 4800 North Scottsdale Road. We will get with this individual. I think there's a misunderstanding about what's going there, and I think we can work that issue out. That is not what we envision. We have asked to have 7A and 8A continued. I would like to just put on the record the reasons for that, and what I say on 7A applies to 8A, so we won't have to hear from me again. But we've asked to have this continued. Basically, we're working on a comprehensive development agreement. It isn't ready yet, so we'd like to have it all done together. We think it's more efficient and appropriate. We've also been working with the location of the school site, and we need to draft a new companion ordinance to move the school site because it's different from where we showed at the Planning Commission. That's gone back and forth between the neighbors. Hopefully we now have it worked out that hopefully it will not be a problem. And then the Madrid subdivision to the north is challenging the placement of the emergency access. We need to work that out with them and the staff. Frankly, we don't have a dog in that hunt, but we would like the neighbors and the staff to feel good about what's going to happen there, and so we'll, this additional time will allow that to happen.
Okay.
With that, I have no further comments.
And we will be having the public hearing on 7A and 8A, but the resolution has been continued for. So we will not be adopting the resolution this evening.
Correct.
May I follow up on what I was asking?
Yes.
Different people have communicated different things about 86th Street, so there seems to be different information out there. Some people thinking that all that's going to be there is a crash gate, and other people thinking that now it's going to be open full bore. So I think there's a message problem with people getting different messages.
We will correct that. In fact, it is a crash gate. We have had more neighborhood meetings on this case than any case I've had here in a long time. Councilman Griswold, I think, can tell you he spent the most of them. We've tried to explain this at all the hearings. Apparently, we've missed one or two, but we've had as many as 120, 130 people at our hearings, and the fact we just have one or two people here, I think, is a tribute to our efforts to try to notify the neighbors.
It's been an amazing effort, and I appreciate it. Just wanted to make sure you were aware that there's still conflicting information.
Yeah, we apologize for that. We'll get it cleared up. You'll be happy by the end of the evening.
Yes, Scott.
It's Paul. I want to make sure that the road to the north, which was mentioned briefly about some access problems,
right.
We're interested in having that road constructed to provide some access to properties that right now don't have any frontage under the major road. I guess the question really is how well that, to what extent that's going to access an existing neighborhood. And what I just want to bring up is I'm in favor of having that road there, just not to the extent that it's drawn now, going all the way over to the existing neighborhood and asking them to put in another gate. So if we can at least look at that, maybe this is more directed at staff, but so you know as well.
Our solution to that, I think, is the best of all worlds. We are not leaving any parcel landlocked,
right,
and are providing access across the way. I think we are very close to having that resolved with the staff. Now the issue boils down to the emergency access points, and that's what we're trying to work out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, those are being continued to the December 18th meeting, I believe, is what I have written down. Is that correct?
That's what I have.
Correct. Okay. All right, so if you want to attend on the December 18th, if you still have some questions, please feel free to do so.
Mayor, if I might add, just to clarify, it wasn't continued to a date certain, so I would just ask the citizen to check the agendas, and if you leave your name and phone number, we can certainly contact you to confirm the date.
Right. I've got his card, too. All right. Okay, we're still in the public hearing. Are there any other requests to speak on 7A?
None, Mayor.
All right. No further council discussion on it? Or comments? All right, I'll close the public hearing on 7A. 7B has been continued. We're on
deleted.
I'm sorry. That's why the can't give you a date certain. It was deleted. So we'll move on to page 5, item number 8. And we have another minor general plan amendment. So this is a request to amend the general plan land use map from low density residential 1 to 2 to high density residential 10 to 15 dwelling units per acre for 9.4 acres plus or minus of land identified as parcel 14 in the proposed Stonebridge Mountain Development Master Plan. Are there any requests to speak on 8A?
No speakers, Mayor.
Okay. Is any council discussion on this item? All right. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing on that. And 8B has been deleted. We are now on page 7. Item 10D, and let me comment on 10D and 10E. I have potential conflicts of interest because I have a ownership in interest in a company that has the potential to be a subcontractor on these, so I'll turn both items over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Item 10D is roadway to Twin Knolls Reservoir, City of Mesa, project number 02360001. This project will rehabilitate the existing access roadway to the Twin Knolls Reservoir site. It's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Cactus Asphalt, for a total award of $49,273.40. Any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion for approval from Council Member Whalen. A second from Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes, the mayor abstaining, and Councilmember Rawls voting nay. We're moving on to item 10E, which is the Chilton Water Line to the Public Safety Campus, the Main Library, and Centennial Hall. This project will install chilled water lines along First Street from Centennial Way to west of Robson Street to the Public Safety Campus, north along Centennial Way from First Street to Centennial Hall, to extend the existing chilled water system in the downtown area. It's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Highland Engineering, for a total award of $2,686,684.00. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval from Councilmember Jones and a second from Councilmember Whalen. Is there any council discussion on this item? Councilmember Griswold.
Just a quick comment. I looked at it first, and why are we doing chilled water? Well, because our air conditioners are antiquated there. They have to be all replaced. Chilled water is a much cheaper way to be able to do large buildings. So I think our electricity rates, et cetera, will save money for the residents over the period of life of this project. So I'll be in favor of it.
And for those who, like I, are concerned about First Street and its state of disrepair, the reason we have been postponing improving First Street is to get this chilled water line in first so we do things in the correct sequence. And so the next thing that will happen is that after this is done, then the street will be repaved. They get worried when I say improvements because they think that people will think we mean trees or something. We just mean pavement. All right, any other conversation on this one? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of a potential conflict. Mayor, back to you.
Next item's on page 12. That would be 12N. And this is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute airport development grant agreement. And this is a number E7F60 between the Arizona Department of Transportation and Aeronautics Division and the City of Mesa for runway safety area improvements, taxiway guidance signage improvements, and installation of perimeter fencing at Falcon Field Airport. The improvements will bring the area into compliance with the Federal Aviation Administration standards. The total cost for the projects are $725,680 for the runway safety area and taxiway guidance sign improvements, and $473,685 for the perimeter fencing. And I believe Councilmember Griswold has a conflict.
I own a restaurant at Falcon Field. This project will provide a fence that will connect with that property, so I will declare a conflict of interest, neither vote nor discuss this issue.
Okay. Entertain a motion on this one. I have a motion by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval. Any discussion?
Just a comment, Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
Just a comment that the money from this comes from aviation fees of all types, and most of them are coming from the federal government, but even locally, I think the money comes off the Falcon Field Fund. So all of this is coming from aviation fees for an aviation improvement.
Any other discussion items? Please vote. The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention from Councilmember Griswold because of potential conflict. The next item is on 12O. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an airport development agreement. And this is number E7F52 between Arizona Department of Transportation, Aeronautics Division, and the City of Mesa for the update of the Falcon Field Master Plan Phase 1. The master plan details the short, medium, and long-range development plans to meet existing and future aviation needs. The total cost of Phase 1 of this project is $178,947.36. And it has a breakdown on 95% is paid for by the Federal Aviation Administration. The local match then is divided up between ADOT, which is 2.5%, and the City of Mesa at 2.5%. So it's 95, 2.5, 2.5 are the splits. And money for this has been appropriated in the city's 2006-2007 budget. Councilmember Griswold.
There's a remote possibility affecting a building that we own on the Falcon Field, so I'll declare a conflict of interest on both 12O and 12P.
Okay. Other discussion on this? I have a motion by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval. Councilmember Rawls.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll be voting no on 12O and 12P. We've just done and completed a year or so ago an internal master plan update. We're paying a little over $180,000 to a consultant to go through the process again. Realize most of the money is from the federal government, a little bit from the state, but that's kind of funny because what they're telling us to do is we have to spend this money if we want to get more money from them later, and I just can't go along with that kind of circuitous governmental policy making, so I'll vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on this item? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is five ayes, one nay, and one abstention, so it does pass. Next item is 12P. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an airport development grant agreement. And this number is E7S59 between ADOT, the Aeronautics Division, and the City of Mesa for the update of the Falcon Field Master Plan Phase 2. The master plan details the short, medium, and long-range development plans to meet existing and future aviation needs. The estimated cost for Phase 2 of the project is $64,642. And again, the breakdown is Arizona Department of Transportation 90%. Actually, the breakdown's a little different on this. In the City of Mesa, cost would be 10%, not to exceed $6,464. The funds have been appropriated in the city's financial year 06-07 budget. Councilmember Griswold. Same thing, or did you already declare both?
Declared both.
Okay. We'll note that Councilmember Griswold has a conflict on this. I have a motion by Councilmember Walters, seconded by Councilmember Whalen for approval. Any discussion? Tom, I presume your same comments apply. All right. Would you please vote? The vote is five ayes, one nay by Councilmember Rawls, and an abstention by Councilmember Griswold, so it does pass. Next item is on page 15.
13.
Oops,
sorry
13.
About that.
Have another one?
It's right here.
Okay, 12Q, sorry. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between the Flood Control District of Maricopa County and the City of Mesa for participation in the pre-construction engineering and design phase of Vashilay-Akmel Salt River Ecosystem Restoration Project. The Flood Control District of Maricopa County will contribute $100,000 to this project. And that's the action. I have a conflict by Councilmember Rawls on this.
Yes, Mayor, I have a conflict because my employer owns land within, well, actually owns land that could be affected by this very project.
Okay. This is one that I think we've been working on for, I want to say, at least 10 years that I've been around working on this. It is somewhat a continuation of what they're doing on Tres Rios, downtown Phoenix. Tempe Town Lake is probably the most notable core project, and we're trying to do a from the 101-202 up to Granite Reef Diversion Dam, about a 15-mile section, at least get the pre-construction engineering drawings so that we know what we could do in that river system if we wanted to change it from its existing configuration. And I've been a supporter of this, and I'm glad that the Flood District of Maricopa County is willing to participate in the amount of $100,000 in this study. So I'm a big supporter of that one. I have a motion by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval. Any other comments or discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is six ayes and and one abstention. I'm sorry, I was thinking it was a negative. So it does pass, again, six ayes with Councilmember Rawls abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest. We now move on to page 15. This is 13H, and this is the 5,750 block, 5750 block of East Main Street. This is zoning case Z0665. It's located north side of Main Street between Higley and Wrecker Roads. This is 13.6 acres. And this is a rezoning from C2, C2BIZ, and R4 to R4PAD and site plan modification. Do we have any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval. All All right, any discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item would be on page 17. This is 13L, and this is the 4400 to 4500 block of South Mountain Road, East Side. It is zoning case Z06-75, and this is located south of Warner Road and east of Mountain Road. It's 6.73 acres, and this is a rezoning from R143 to R16 PAD and site plan review. The request will allow for the development of a single residential subdivision, and this comes forward to us with a recommendation of 5-0 from planning and zoning. Are any I have a motion by Councilmember Rowell, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval. Any requests to speak on this item?
I have no request, Mayor.
All right. Any council discussion? Would you please vote? Rex, you want to punch in again? Good. The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. All right. Move on to page 18. This would be 13Q. This is zoning case Z06-83, the 7,000 to 7,600 blocks of East Elliott Road, North Side, and the 3,200 to 3,500 blocks of South Salsamon Road, West Side. This is located north of Elliott Road and west of Salsamon Road, 202 plus or minus acres, rezoned from AG and PEP PAD to M1 PAD, site plan review, and the establishment of the Desert Place at Morrison Ranch Industrial Development Master Plan. This, again, this comes with a 4-1 vote from P&Z for approval. I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval. Any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Mayor.
I see Mr. Morrison in the audience tonight. So, any council discussion? Vice Mayor.
I just want to note that what we're going through, because this is the last item on until we get to items from citizens present, this is a lot of work that took place at the Planning and Zoning Board. They sat for until 1 in the morning hearing all of this and going through all of it, and we now are going through it in less than an hour thanks to all of their work. So I just want to say thank you to the staff, to the Planning and Zoning Board members, to the citizens who came to speak, who participated in all of it, because by their doing that pre-work, it allows us to not sit here till 1 in the morning.
And I, having tracked this a little bit, the industrial master plan subdivision out there, I think, is very impressive. I'm pleased with the quality of what's being presented. I think it'll complement the Williams Gateway Airport Job Center very, very strongly, so thank you for your work. Any other comments on this? Scott?
I'll just have to reiterate those points. What I wanted to bring up is that this site plan goes between Guadalupe Road and Elliott, and we have conforms with Mesa's general plan, which protects Williams Gateway Airport and the fly-friendly policy that they have. So we're keeping the residential north of the SRP power lines, south of the SRP power lines. We're doing what's going to be essentially a small job hub in my district. Again, I really appreciate all the hard work that was done coming up with this plan and the protection of Williams Gateway Airport and a good quality product. So I will be voting yes.
Good. Have a motion and second for approval. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item's on page 16. This is on page 20, I guess. Item 16, is an opportunity for any citizens that are present to address the council if they would like. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
I have no request, Mayor.
All right, I'll entertain them. Have a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.